Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's third quarter 2017 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figures, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, if you will please turn to page two for our third quarter income statement. During the third quarter of 2017, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 4.9 billion, up 4.8% from sequential quarter, but down 11.5% a year ago quarter. Higher retail sales in the emerging market partially offset the slower project pull in this quarter. On the other hand, retail sales in the developed market came in weaker than expected, given intense market competition and less demand from the router segment, with 11ac penetration surpassing 60%. Let's move down to gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 27.9%, up from 24.2% due to favorable product mix, margin recovery from India after the one-time tax reform impact in prior quarter, as well as less project shipment. During third quarter 2017, we recovered inventory provisional loss of NT dollar 20 million after liquidating some fully provisioned inventory. Gross margin after inventory valuation improved to 28.3% as compared to 24.7% in prior quarter. Non-operating income reported this period was NT dollar 158 million as compared to 53 million, contributed by income recognized from investee company, as well as the gain recognized from asset disposal. Consolidated net income after tax and non-controlling interest was NT dollar 36 million as compared to a net loss of 86 million in sequential quarter. With higher revenue and improved margin, the company continued to narrow the gap on the operating loss and adopting restructuring plan that will return the company to profitable operation in the long term. With the gain in non-operating income, EPS was positive NT dollar 0.06 per share based on weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.42 billion. Please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Non-operating income reported for the third quarter was NT dollar 158 million as compared to 53 million in sequential quarter, mainly due to 15 million FX gain instead of 80 million loss in prior quarter, as well as 79 million other financial income, including gain from asset disposal and reversal of tax-related charges. For the summary of the third quarter 2017 YTD performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page four. For YTD third quarter 2017, D-Link posted revenue NT dollar 14.3 billion and down 16.1% from the same period in prior year. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 26.4%, and the margin improvement mainly due to 31 million provisional gain in the current year as compared to 85 million provisional loss last year. As the result of the company's effort to streamline operating costs, OPEX was running about 20% less on year-over-year basis. Consolidated net loss was NT dollar 266 million as the company continued to make the necessary changes to return to profitable operation. Turning on to page five for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 2.55 billion. Account receivable was NT dollar 4.4 billion, and AR turnover days was 81 days, in line with trade term offered. Inventory was NT dollar 3.45 billion and down NT dollar 138 million after shipment to meet retail season. Now please turn to page six for the company key financial ratios. AR collection cycle was 81 days, in line with our normal conversion. Inventory day on hand was 88 days, at about the same level as prior quarter. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.57 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.53. Return of equity for the third quarter was 1.6%. Now please turn to page seven for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 65.8% of our group revenue, followed by Europe 20.8% and North America 13.4%. For the emerging and Asia Pacific market, sales were up 14% quarter-over-quarter, riding on the recovery in India after the tax reform impact. North America sales were up 2.8% and Europe was down 16.3% due to less project shipment. Please move on to page 8, which shows our 2017 third quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch account for 33.9% of total third quarter sales. Wireless contributed to 32.4%, while broadband was at 13.9%. Digital home at 7.4% and others with 12.4%. During the third quarter in 2017, Switch sales were up 2.9% quarter over quarter. Wireless and broadband were up 10 and 9.1% respectively due to stronger sales in India. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any other further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations.